The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free, ring up anything you want. And we won't ask much from you. All you have to do is give your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about. And that's pretty much it. Oh, and how you're listening is what we'd like to know, if you're listening to a radio station or to internet streams or perhaps not listening at all. Some people will listen to the podcast. They'll listen to an archive download maybe while they're going to work. And obviously you can't call in while you're listening at a different time. But if you're... you know, you want to comment on something you've heard us talk about in the past, you can do that on Free Talk Live. You don't have to, like most talk shows, you don't have to call in on the topic at hand at the moment. You can bring up anything here with you in the studio. Ian with you.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget you can join us on Skype as well as our toll-free lines. Toll-free lines 855-450-FREE, brought to you by ProXPN. Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. We'll approve it, and it'll be easy for you to call from that point forward. So we were going to get into the story about the flag, the pledge, I guess, more specifically. What have you brought to the table tonight, Derek J.?
Well, did you say the Pledge of Allegiance, Ian?
When I was younger?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there were times in my life when I did. But I remember as early as elementary school not liking it. Uh-huh. And I would purposefully change the words around.
Whoa.
So I would change the words to, like, pledging allegiance to the USSR or things like that. Like, you know, stuff that I didn't really know what it meant. But I was just, I didn't like to say what they wanted me to say.
Just throwing a wrench.
And so I would change the words.
Ladies and gentlemen, he was born this way.
It seems like it. I all of the evidence I have is that I was always sort of an anti-authoritarian.
What about you, Mark?
Did you say it? Oh, yes.
Hand
absolutely.
Over the heart?
And relished it. I mean,
oh, really?
Well, I'm that personality type.
You were like, I did it the best every day. I stood up and looked up and
or made your heart swoon, that kind of thing. Like,
patriotism.
You know, I mean, I'm the kind of person that they're aiming for, you know? Like, they want.
A sucker.
They want them. Well, you can call them what you want. You know,
a dupe.
In the military, they call them bullet catchers, right? Like, you want that person that. You know, is going to be there to catch the bullets when they need to be caught. Somebody who's
you're just saying
die
that,
for a greater cause.
You're saying that the apple pie, the flag, all that stuff, like the Star Spangled Banner, that stuff all worked on you, right?
Yes.
Just as it's supposed to, as it's intended to. I mean, this
right.
The Pledge of Allegiance is really an indoctrination chant.
Well,
ultimately.
That's a socialist indoctrination chant.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. I had problems with saying the Pledge of Allegiance, too, back when I was in school. And I remember...
Back to elementary school?
I finally stopped saying it. Yeah, like, all throughout, I remember being like, this is weird, I don't like this. But, you know, so much of school is, this is weird, I don't like this, I'll just go along to get along. That I just thought nothing of it. That it's just like every other part of school that I hate. But
at some point, I just stopped participating in it and not participating. And I got in trouble for that.
Well, I didn't have the courage to be the first in line to do that. But in 11th grade, I remember distinctly seeing someone else not standing up for the pledge.
How did that feel?
It was cool. I was like, they're not standing. I probably don't have to stand. Look, the teacher's not doing anything about it. I could probably do this tomorrow. And I tried it tomorrow. The next day, I didn't stand. And some snitch pointed out. They're not standing for the pledge to me and the other student who was a girl. And the teacher said, that's fine. He didn't care. You know, he was one of those, like, I don't care what happens in my classroom. Light things on fire. I'm not going to do anything. But that was so freeing. And I never said it again. After that, I was like, this has been weird. I can't believe I said it the whole time.
You know, I think that we can talk more about the pledge, but just as a tangent from that, I think that the example you're giving of being ennobled by the courage of the first person, the person who took that first step, stepping off the cliff into the unknown, it's not so bad after all. You've decided to jump on board the bandwagon. It was a small bandwagon at that point, but you were a joiner at that point.
Yes.
And now... You
have become a leader, and you have, I think, set that same example for other people through your activism, through civil disobedience, for instance. And it can be as simple as what you're talking about, whether it's somebody who's not standing for the pledge or not standing for a man in a robe, a judge, when they come into the room. I mean, we've seen this happen before where we'll be in court, and if there's activists in there, in at least in Keene, they generally will not stand for the judge when he or she comes in the room. And sometimes you'll hear audible gasps from other members of the audience.
Hey, this point is just ordinary.
No, they don't even say "all rise" anymore in the
sometimes they don't.
Today they didn't say it when Judge Burke came and left. They didn't even say "all rise." People just stand and sit as they please.
Yeah, and so that can be something that is encouraging as well. And I've seen that happen. I've seen it where if you have enough activists in the courtroom. Now today we didn't. There were a lot of just regular folk there who were there for arraignments, and then there was maybe half a dozen or so activists. And the number, of course, grows as time goes on as people get up out of bed and manage to make their way down to court.
Stagger in.
But I've seen it happen where we've had a majority of the audience in the courtroom.
Yes.
And numbers change everything. So if it's just me sitting down in a courtroom full of people, that's not going to encourage anyone else to stay seated for the most part. But if you're in a courtroom with 20 people in it and 10 of those people are activists who are not going to stand for the judge, when the time comes for people to all rise and half of the audience stays seated, that's the time when you'll see other people not really rise up as much or just stay seated entirely because they're going along with what they perceive to be the majority at that point.
Yeah.
It's ennobling to them.
And isn't that interesting? So humans are like social creatures, and even when sitting across the table from one another, they might mirror each other, folding arms or whatever the sort of body language is. People sort of trend along that. Like you mentioned, people sitting. If they see most people sitting, that's what they want to do. So it takes a lot of courage to be the first person to do something different, and especially something like saying the pledge, which is supposed to be noble and you're supposed to do it in
the morning. You're a bad person.
Yeah,
there are people listening to this right now, mouths agape.
In fact, hold that thought. Let's go to Patrick in New Orleans listening to WGSO. Hello, Patrick.
Hello. I want to talk about the pledge.
Please.
All right.
I'm 70 years old. I'm a disabled Vietnam vet. When I was a child, my elders had been through the Second World War, and I heard over and over again that freedom isn't free. It costs blood. Over my 70 years, I've found that that's correct. It costs blood if you want to be free. The sweat off your brow, it isn't cheap. Freedom is not cheap, sir. Under God, that's another thing. I've got some folding money in front of me, and it says, "In God we trust." I've got a little bit of knowledge about the history of my country. Most of the founding fathers, now I'm not saying 80% or 70%, I don't know what it is, but most of them were preachers. They were ministers. We are founded upon a country that believed in God.
I thought they were lawyers.
We were founded upon a nation that believed in earning their way.
Patrick, I'm a little confused. What is what you're saying have to do with the Pledge of Allegiance exactly? You were making comments about blood earlier, for freedom, that kind of thing. What's that have to do with the Pledge of Allegiance in your mind?
You pledge to the flag, which is the country. The flag is
a piece of cloth.
You're pledging allegiance. Do you know what allegiance means? I'll define it for you if you don't.
Yeah, please tell me.
Well,
what does it mean to you?
A league is a king, right?
A liege?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Allegiance is a promise to uphold an idea. The king is an idea. Freedom is an idea. Country is an idea.
And that's a terrible – countries are a terrible idea because they divide human beings from one another. They create artificial divisions between people, and that leads to things war and destruction and the aggrandizement of politicians and things like
My country, it's a piece of land that we hold, and our piece of land is different than the piece of land in Iraq. Those people don't hold it. They fight over it.
I don't know if I agree with you, Patrick. I thank you for the call tonight. I see plenty of people fighting over this particular piece of land. What do you think politics is? It's fighting over control over this piece of land.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. toll-free number for you, 855-453. The Pledge of Allegiance, that is the indoctrination chant that we're discussing here tonight. You can share your thoughts as well at 855-453. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Join us online at freetalklive.com and get interactive with a variety of different features. The toll-free numbers here are brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. You need to go and get it. It's free, so you can just go and grab the software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, and even Linux users can use ProXPN, though the setup's a little bit different for Linux. It's so easy to get started. ProXPN.com/FTL. Once you load up ProXPN and you connect to ProXPN, they will then encrypt everything you do online, every website you visit, every search term you enter, all that information is currently likely being logged by your current internet service provider because you're not encrypted if you're not using ProXPN, most likely. And so use ProXPN, you'll be encrypted, and your ISP will no longer be able to pry and spy upon you. You can also get a sweet discount by using our discount code FTL50 when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account. That'll bring the price down of the premium account on the annual version of the account to $5 a month, which is about, it's actually about $5 a month. When I did the math, it was slightly less, like $4.99 or something like that. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started, and remember code FTL50. That premium account gets you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, private torrenting ability, plus you can get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Want an even better price? Pay with Bitcoin. Order the annual account, use code FTLBTC, and you'll get 62% off of the price of the annual account. It's an amazing price on privacy that is actually priceless. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And again, use codes FTL50 and FTLBTC for Bitcoin buyers. 855-453, that's the toll-free number here tonight. We just had a guy who was on the line, and he seemed kind of he seemed upset. He was kind of coming from that position that, Mark, maybe you can relate to, because you were sort of describing that at one time in your past, you were the guy who the Pledge of Allegiance worked on, that, you know, it made you feel good to say the pledge. It made you feel like you were special. He was, the caller earlier was alluding to this idea that, well, our plot of land's different, and we're better. He didn't say that, but that is essentially what I think he was insinuating with his statement that, well, those people in the Middle East, they're always fighting over their plot of land, and over here, we don't do that. But, well, that's not true.
For history buffs, I think that the important thing to look at the pledge is let's understand where it came from. It was created by a man named Francis Bellamy in the late 1900s.
No, 1800s.
1800s, excuse me, 19th century. Late 19th century, late 1800s.
Right.
He was a national socialist, like Hitler, like, you know, the party
didn't
through
he
which...
call himself a Christian socialist?
All right, he can. I'm sure they use those terms interchangeably, okay. But I've certainly heard him referred to as a national socialist, too. He developed the pledge. He was he and his brother developed the pledge. I believe that one of them was a flag salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a salute to the flag that's very similar to the Nazi salute. The hand's in slightly different position, but you have this kind of... It's amazing.
It's creepy.
It's amazing to see a schoolroom full of black kids, Nazis saluting the U.S. flag. And there are photos of this out there.
Just Google Bellamy salute. That's all you need to look for.
That's all you need to do. Because this is what Francis Bellamy, it's his salute to the flag.
Which he borrowed from the fascists.
Yeah,
Roman fascists.
And there's nearly...
And then Hitler then borrowed it from us.
From the United States. The United States is the birthplace of modern fascism. There's no doubt about it. And there's, you know, this is the history of the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, you can say what you want as far as patriotism goes, but you cannot deny the history of the pledge. And if history is important to you, then the origins of the pledge should be important to you. Consider that Under God was added because of the Red Scare, what is considered largely to be a terrible time in U.S. history when the government goes around searching for people who might be communist sympathizers, looking under, basically a modern witch hunt. All you need to do is spend a little bit of time researching this, and you'll realize this was a terrible time in U.S. history. I'm no communist. Got nothing nice to say about communists.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't change the fact that you don't want witch hunts going on, no matter whom they're looking for. So the pledge is surrounded in bad history. And it should be, honestly, put away by patriots. If you care about what the Founding Fathers might have said, as the gentleman who was a Vietnam War vet sort of alluded to, you'll consider that loyalty oaths to the king were considered reprehensible.
The way this isn't to the king, this is to the country.
Well, it's an allegiance, and the term liege, unlike what he was alluding to, is another term is lord liege.
Well, you had said it meant king, but and then he said it didn't mean king. It doesn't, actually. It means lord.
It's the same thing.
didn't they have different lords back then? Lords of certain land, things
you're
like
right.
that?
You're right. Okay, so one can liege their way on up the liege ladder, all right? But it's no doubt it means lord. It means that I shall doff my hat and bow before you so that you might lop off my head. I will bare my neck to the greater man. This is nothing that an American patriot would do. They would never swear allegiance.
Allegiance to another man, but they're swearing allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America.
The Constitution itself says there shall be no titles. The term allegiance is abhorrent to American patriotism. It is abhorrent. I don't care how many wars you fought in. Sadly, it is abhorrent.
Well, then you're saying that the idea of a citizen is abhorrent as well, then, right? Because citizens owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection.
And how many children who are saying a Pledge of Allegiance know what the word allegiance even means?
Well,
I know it took me years
this
before I
This is the
I
other
even
thing,
knew.
Is that why in the world would you indoctrinate children with this this prayer to
in
a
the same
image?
Reason every religion indoctrinates their children with prayers and chants. Because that's all this really is. It's just a prayer to this idol. It's a chant. It's a creepy cult thing.
Well, Psychology Today is making that case. Would you like to hear a little bit about what they've said? Well, David Note.
I enjoy their articles there. They've got good stuff.
They do. And PsychologyToday.com, David Note writes, headline, have you talked with your kids about pledging allegiance?
Right, not about sex, but about the pledge.
Mm-hmm. Serious issues arise when we expect daily pledges of nationalism from children.
This could be as important of a conversation to have with your kids as the talk about sex. You know?
Yeah, and more relevant for more of their life.
True.
Are you a bad American if you refuse to recite the Pledge of Allegiance? Are you a bad parent if you encourage your child to opt out of the pledge in school? Not at all. In fact, the right to refuse participation in the pledge has been guaranteed by the United States Supreme Court. I didn't know that. It would be a mistake to assume that the Pledge of Allegiance is an exercise that somehow unites all good citizens. At a minimum, parents should talk with their kids about the pledge, about what it means and what it doesn't mean, and even its history. Thanks, Mark. For starters, kids should understand that the exercise is voluntary, because many schools don't inform them of this.
Yeah, imagine how it feels if you don't want to do it for whatever reason, and it feels like you have to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's not what America's about.
Yeah, it's very clearly not voluntary for a lot of people in school. They will be coerced, they will be threatened by the teachers and the administrators, and in some cases other classmates, into joining in with the group and saying the pledge. More come up here. You can share your experiences with the pledge. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Eye keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and get some free stuff. Like a pound of free coffee. Some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox.
Indeed. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a pound, a free pound of shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans coffee. It's the best of the best coffee. It's BuzzBox coffee. But the thing that's different about BuzzBox is they care. They really care. Not only do they have fair trade coffee, which I think that that's a sort of a meaningless term these days. They have created a co-op so that people can actually join up and have a little bit of land and really grow coffee and grow their lives. I'm very skeptical of shade grown, or excuse me, of fair trade.
You like the shade grown.
I like the shade grown. It's the fair trade I'm skeptical of because I think that in a lot of cases it just sort of creates this unionized coffee production situation and just keeps people out. It's an exclusionary system rather than inclusive. BuzzBox doesn't run it that way. And also, we're able to give 5% back in microloans. So get your coffee that you drink coffee every day. Get your coffee now. Get the better coffee, but coffee that's better for you. And help people in the process. Give them a hand up, not a hand out, a hand up, by going to get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance.
which many of us were basically forced to do in school, forced through either overt threats or just kind of the coercion of the group, if you will, the way group dynamics work. And it's indoctrination, straight up. That's all it is. It was written by a socialist back in the late 1800s. You can go and look him up. His name's Francis Bellamy. There's a Bellamy salute. I posted a link to the Wikipedia article about the Bellamy salute on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. That Wikipedia article does have photos of American school children doing a fascist salute to the flag, which looks a lot like the Nazi salute. In fact, the Nazis apparently borrowed it from the United States, from what I understand. And so there's this kind of nasty history behind the Pledge of Allegiance that the average person, I don't think, knows. They didn't teach me this in government school, that's for darn sure. And Derek J., you're sharing with us a Psychology Today piece, which we're going to continue here in a moment. But first, let's go to Bobby, listening in Kentucky, I believe. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was going to say, do y'all really think that there's not having no alliance to the country that you live in that allows you to, you know, have radio shows such as you do? I mean, I'm not saying we should, like you said earlier, bow our heads and stick our neck out for, you know, the king or the lord or however he interpreted the allegiance. But, you know, like you said, patriotism has to step in somewhere with this pledge.
Well, hold on a second. Let's slow down for just a moment. Look, I am grateful to live in a place where my lieges will allow me to yammer on into a microphone and take phone calls from people without, for the most part, interfering. However, those very same lieges will demand that you pay your fees to them in order to have the ability to broadcast. We don't do it directly. They don't license individuals anymore to broadcast, but they do license radio stations, and the average person cannot afford such a license. They cannot afford to start up their own radio station through the legal system. So it is not free speech here, and the FCC is certainly nothing to be proud of in any way, shape, or form. Now, your other part of your question was about having some form of sense of patriotism. Is that right? Did we lose you, Bobby? I think we might have lost Bobby.
Yeah, I think that...
Comments on patriotism, gentlemen.
Well, I think that I'm as grateful as anybody to live in something like the 20th to 30th freest country on the planet. I mean, you know, the United States has... There's been lists, economic freedom, social freedom, freedom of the press, and sadly, the United States, which was the birthplace of these ideas... Well, not the birthplace. Yeah, the first place that it was sort of tried, I guess... Not doing really very well on these lists anymore. I think that the freedom we have left in this country is the freedom to complain. And you can believe I'm going to do that. As every other freedom gets taken away, I'm going to complain about it. I think that this country is going in the wrong direction, not the right direction. And I think that patriotism rewards bad behavior on the part of government officials. Patriotism is allegiance to the government, not to a country, because the politicians run the country. If I have allegiance to Walmart, I essentially have allegiance to the way it is run. And that's what it comes down to. The government is a group of people that are supposedly providing you with a service. Now, it's a mandatory service, and they'll kill you or throw you in jail if you don't want their services, or if you refuse to pay for their services, I should say.
Yeah.
But that's what they are. You shouldn't really have allegiance. I'll talk to you about this idea of patriotism. I think it's kind of ludicrous. I think it's an outdated, outmoded idea. I think that it had value at one point to get people behind each other, to sort of create this oneness. But I don't.
Doesn't it create ethnocentrism, basically, the idea
to some extent
that we're the best? This land's got the best people and the best ideas and the best everything. And got to be honest, it's not the best in every way. It's not. In the United States. As you're pointing out, Mark, the U.S. dropping on the rankings of economic freedom, dropping on the rankings of journalistic freedom as well, the Reporters Without Borders report. What are we, number 40 or 30-something?
Yeah,
there? Terrible.
I hope it's not a biased report. I tend to feel like it, but, you know, I'll go crazy. The United States is the 15th freest place on the planet.
It may be the wrong definition, but I think patriotism to a lot of people just means more or less like allegiance to your fellow man who you live around, your neighbors. It's not so much about countries as it is like your neighborhood. And I want to make clear that it's really concerning that the caller seemed to equate reciting the pledge with being a patriot. if patriotism is about serving your fellow man and looking out for your neighbors, how is reciting a pledge doing that?
I've never heard patriotism defined that way.
Well,
it almost
father,
always has something to do with
fatherland in Latin, the patria, just father. So it seems like, you know, where your people come from.
Patriotism, according to the Wikipedia, is, generally speaking, cultural attachment to one's homeland or devotion to one's country. Normally...
I guess so. So it is country. It has to be country related.
I think that there's something wrapped up in there with a sense of the community that they believe that their community is better because they're in this country that has these things that we should be appreciative of. And I think it's important to appreciate the good things that we do have. And it can certainly be a valid critique of this show or many shows on talk radio that, you know, you don't appreciate enough what you do have and that you're always talking about the bad things going on out there. There's a lot of bad stuff happening and, you know, you guys focus on the negatives too often. Maybe we should just and I think that there's also this message that's not really explicitly stated is that, hey, why don't you guys just shut the F up? Things are just fine here.
Yeah, sure. Our freedoms are diminishing. Every day, well, not every day, but freedoms are diminishing over time. You can see the country is going in the wrong direction, not the right direction. The politicians are spending us into insolvency. They're essentially enslaving our grandchildren or great-grandchildren with their debt. But you should love them for it because flags, eagles, and F-18 flyovers.
We're the best.
Well, the future...
And the rockets, red glare!
Oh, gosh, no.
I mean, you know.
The future is with the children, and if children are reciting these pledges, that's a concern for people who think that like serious participation in the exercise would require a child to make affirmations that they don't believe in, that the child doesn't even know, or maybe they go against their own core beliefs or their family's beliefs.
Well, right, as you pointed out, they're affirming ideas that they don't even really have a grasp on yet, and
that's problematic.
Indoctrination. That's rote memorization and regurgitation of propaganda.
It's unhealthy.
That's all it is. And, you know, maybe you could make it more obvious by replacing the object. Like, what if you took the flag out of the holder and you put something else in its place? Right, anything at all, you know? I pledge allegiance to Budweiser and, the United States of America. And it it's just so absurd. It's obviously, to us now, because we're on the outside of this paradigm, it's obviously this icon, this thing that people are revering. And it's really just a flag. It's just a piece of cloth. More coming up here in a moment. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Your comments on the Pledge of Allegiance. What were your experiences growing up with the Pledge? Were you somebody who rejected the idea of the Pledge and were somehow punished or threatened over that, as many of us said, you know, happened to us in government high school and elsewhere? You're welcome to share your experience, 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You can, we'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, using it to get on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board, and exposing people to iconoclastic ideas like this. I mean, if you're enjoying this conversation and you want more people to hear it, then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You will get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, the amp-only Facebook group. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Derek J., let's continue with Psychology Today's piece on Have You Talked to Your Kids About the Pledge?
Yeah, well, there's all different kinds of families, and some believe in God and others don't, so the under God clause is problematic for them. There are others who don't believe that the country provides liberty and justice for all. I know that's part of the pledge that tipped me off to say, like, I'm not down for this. I don't think that there is liberty and justice for all in the U.S. That was
not even,
you know,
close.
As a stubborn, you know, goth becoming teenager in high school, I was saying, I don't want to be down with this pledge. I don't think that they do what they say, provide liberty and justice for all. And then,
also, what's more important, by the way, if you're pledging allegiance to the flag and the United States, and that somehow you're also pledging to the idea of liberty and justice for all, if the United States becomes...
You're pledging to the Republic. We should be clear about our language. You're pledging to the Republic for which the flag stands. It's, you know, so it's not the liberty and justice for all, right? It's the Republic.
And the flag.
No, we pledge the flag and the Republic.
The idea is that the Republic embodies those things, though, right? And
yeah,
if it's clear that it's not embodying those things, at which point do you remove your allegiance?
Yeah, you're like, hey, you're not standing for liberty and justice anymore.
The Bellamy's wanted to include more things in the pledge. If you'll read in this article, they want to include other things in the pledge. Some extra fluffy words that... you know, their friends and people they talk to sort of said, yeah, you know, no, we don't really want to do that because it sounds too much like you want the black people and the women treated the same as the rest of us. And so, I mean, you know, there is a history of exclusion already in the pledge itself.
All right, let's dig in further.
Okay, so for any humanist family, there's numerous issues relating to the pledge that are worth discussing. So a few of them. The loyalty oath problem. No matter how much you love your country, you could question the wisdom of any recitation that essentially amounts to a loyalty oath. Mark sort of got into this earlier. To be good citizens, we must visibly and publicly pledge our allegiance? And even children must do so on a daily basis? It's interesting that the Founding Fathers never felt it desirable to promote such loyalty recitations from their citizens.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the
pledge came along 100-plus years later.
Yep, wasn't even written until 1892, a full century after the founding era. The framers, as men of reason with Enlightenment values, most likely would have been aghast at the idea of citizens being expected to regularly recite a loyalty pledge.
Mm.
Sounds true. Because, you know, they fought a battle against the British about all this. I assume that's the stories I hear.
The United States, well, I should say the colonies over here in North America, there's a huge list of rebellions that went on prior to the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
And a lot of them had to do with these loyalty oaths. These loyalty oaths are a trick.
I'm
not kidding you. This was the Pledge of Allegiance is a trick.
For what?
Just like the rest of these loyalty oaths. Because... you believe your word means something, don't you?
Yes.
Ian, you believe your word means something. When you say something, you believe it,
I'm
right?
I'm only as good as my word.
I believe it, too. That's what middle-class people like us think. That's what the lower-class people like, you know, people lower than the ruling class think. That's what the ruling class counts on. They want you to recite loyalty oaths because they believe your word is worth something. They believe that you believe that your word is worth something.
Mm.
They, on the other hand... they will practice diplomacy and politics and these other terms that mean lying,
mm-hmm.
right? They won't even use the term lying because they know that no one will believe that they use the term lying, so they use terms like politics.
Yeah.
You know, they're politicians, which is a term that is synonymous with liar, but somehow Americans and people around the world will allow themselves to be ruled by politicians. They would never allow themselves to be ruled by liars, thieves, killers, sycophants. They would never let that happen.
Let's go to John. He's in northern Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hello, John.
Yeah. What flag are you talking about? There's two different flags. There's one with the red, white, and blue, which are the three colors, and then there's one with the four colors with the gold on it and the two-headed bird at the end of a stick.
I love that one because it, like, adds a little extra something to the flag. You know,
I don't want to pledge to either flag. I'm not interested in pledging to anyone's government.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But what is the gold and the two-headed bird stand for?
Why don't you tell me?
I think doesn't it look like the epaulets on like a captain's uniform?
Yeah.
Give us what it means.
I've heard or read some places where it said it's the martial law and it does not represent the United States.
Yeah, there's a conspiracy theory out there about the gold-fringed flag, that if you go into a courtroom and they've got a gold-fringed flag, that it means you're actually under admiralty law, and you're not under the common law anymore, and you need to get out of that courtroom.
It's only the one side of the bar, though.
That's why they call them magistrates now.
But they had magistrates in ancient Rome.
And we had one of those flags in church, I remember. We said the pledge in church, too. And
it had gold
fringes and the eagles at the top.
They're in on it.
They're all in on it. And the people wanted to take it out. Some of them wanted to take it out.
John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I really don't concern myself with conspiracy theories like that. Okay. To me, it doesn't matter whether there's a gold fringe on the flag in the courtroom or not. The man in the robe is going to ruin people's lives regardless, and I thank you for the time and the call tonight. Was he saying I was brainwashed? I couldn't make out what he was saying.
I didn't hear him.
Toll free number 855-453. Let's continue, though.
Another problem with the pledge is that it promotes nationalism.
Wow.
We can love our country while still being skeptical of nationalism. The article at Psychology Today writes, we can agree that America is a marvelous place from sea to shining sea, and that the principles upon which it was founded are worthy of exaltation. But that doesn't mean we should constantly encourage widespread feelings of nationalism. History shows that national pride in America and elsewhere can be overdone, and it can lead to militarism.
Yeah, it can lead to killing.
And a diminished appreciation of outsiders. That's putting it lightly.
And I'd say that this is the greatest thing about the country that we live in the United States, is that we don't have to be concerned with foreign wars. The likelihood of the Great Red Horde from Canada, you know, sliding across the 47th parallel in order to take over the United States, really slim, right? Like, the only thing the Mexicans seem to want are jobs. Yeah. That's a good thing. You know, these are good things. Yeah. Most wars around, historically and around the world, have happened with, geographic countries, geopolitical organizations that are directly next to each other. We don't have to worry about that in the United States. The United States, sadly, its government, I should say, sadly has decided that it needs to run all over the world looking for wars because there just aren't enough at home.
Well, I like what they say, because I always believed this stuff about nationalism, but they're taking it from a psychology perspective, which I can really appreciate. Mm-hmm. Saying nationalism can be seen as a manifestation of the human tendency toward tribalism, and such "we are so great" thinking is hardly an impulse that should be encouraged.
I totally agree.
So glad to hear a psychology magazine talk about this. Beyond our borders are fellow human beings whose worth and dignity should not be disregarded. As such, maybe we shouldn't instill in our children a daily dose of national superiority.
Totally agree. This is great stuff.
This is awesome.
And I know we're not even close to being done yet, right?
Well, they've just really got two more major bullet points. The third is the racist and sexist roots, which, again, Mark touched on. Liberty and justice are fine values, but they're hardly a comprehensive statement of important American values. When Francis Bellamy, a socialist, originally wrote the pledge, he considered including the values of equality and fraternity in the recitation. But, as Mark pointed out, he was discouraged from doing so. Too many Americans, particularly in leadership, were opposed to equality for women and African Americans. So do we really want to continue saying the pledge when it had these kinds of roots?
What was number four?
Number four, the under God problem. We all know added in 1954.
That's the most common objection to the pledge. But it's sad when you see atheists, they understand that that part of the pledge is bad. But they're totally fine with pledging their allegiance to the state and worshiping the state. And hopefully some atheists will, and humanists or whatever, will open their eyes to that one.
Hope so.
Your religion is the state. If you want to be free of religion, you'll need to free yourself from that one, too. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer.
at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.